Okay, we're on the record. My name is Adelia Huang. I'm a hearings officer, and this is case number 1180238 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is Mark Richard Rienstra?
Rienstra?
Yes. Okay. I will try to pronounce your name correctly. I apologize if I accidentally don't, so please forgive me in advance. The time right now is about 2:45. It is November 20th, 2018. No one has appeared on behalf of the city. However, because the appellant is here and this is the time to proceed, we are going to go ahead and have the hearing. So you came in on the tail end of the prior hearing. And so before we get into the specific details about why you're here disputing the tow of your vehicle, I just want to give you a brief synopsis on how I'm going to be making a decision. I also have some just brief administrative things to go over with you, but after all of that's done, I will take your testimony and I will try to give you a decision at the conclusion of today's hearing. If I can, I may ask for some additional time to think about the evidence presented, and either way, I will be issuing you a written decision in the mail.
Okay.
So, as a hearings officer, the first thing that is important for you to know is that I do not work for parking enforcement. I do not have anything to do with the Bureau of Transportation, and I don't have any personal stake in whether or not the tow is valid or invalid. What my job here is to do is to apply the city code and to determine whether or not the tow of your vehicle is either valid or invalid. So those are the only two options I have. If I determine that the tow is valid, then unfortunately you would still be on the hook for any fees that you paid to get the vehicle out of storage. If the tow is invalid, I would say that you're not liable for those fees, and then I would order that they be reimbursed to you. How do I get to that decision? That is, getting to that decision is guided by administrative rules that I have to apply, and there is a particular rule that says a hearings officer will find a tow valid if the person who ordered the tow followed the correct laws and rules and any other relevant notice provisions were followed. So the primary starting point for my decision of whether or not it's valid or invalid is based upon whether or not the evidence shows that the parking officer followed the laws and rules. Because if the evidence does show they did do that, I have to find the tow is valid. Of course, if the evidence shows they didn't follow the correct laws and rules or the facts do not support their decision, then I will find that the tow is invalid. At the end of the prior hearing, something came up as far as whether or not the tow was fair or unfair. And unfortunately, that comes up a lot in these types of cases because I recognize that towing fees are expensive and cause a great inconvenience. So one thing that I cannot consider when I make a decision is whether or not the tow was fair or unfair. Essentially, if the evidence shows that the parking officer followed the code and that all codes are followed, essentially, then I have to find the tow is valid, even if I were to personally believe that the tow was unfair. So just letting you know that I can't consider fairness in the particular situation when I make a decision. Do you have any questions about any of those standards?
Nope.
Okay. And in addition to that, just real briefly, as far as the burden of proof in this type of case, we're looking at a preponderance of evidence type of standard. And that means if you're saying that your car was red and they're saying your car was blue, I've got to go with the side that outweighs the other side in terms of quantum of evidence. So the city has a burden to demonstrate that the tow was in accordance with relevant laws and rules. And if they don't meet that burden, then we'll find that the tow is invalid. However, if they do show something that they follow the laws and rules, you've got to tell me or argue to me why they have not met that burden or why your information or your evidence should be more credible than theirs. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me, did you happen to pick up a packet of information from the window before you came into the hearings room?
I did.
Okay. Did you have enough time to review it?
I did.
Great. We will turn back to that packet in just one moment, but I need to make sure we have a good mailing address for you. Did you receive anything in the mail from my office?
Yes, I did.
Okay, it would have been, yep, it looks like that, and there's a notice of hearing in that paperwork. There should have been also a document entitled Tow Hearing Statement of Rights. Mm-hmm. Did you read that document?
I did.
Do you have any questions about it?
I do not.
Okay, excellent. So, as stated in that document, all hearings are recorded, and one thing that the hearings office will try to do with a recording, unless you tell us otherwise, is we will make a copy of the audio available electronically, and we will do so by posting a copy, uploading it to our hearings office website. Now, if you just simply do not want to have that be done, or you're concerned about your internet privacy, for instance, someone might Google your case number somehow and find you and then listen to this, you can tell me that you want to opt out from that process, but I do want to give you the choice.
I don't care. I'm sorry.
No objection?
No objection.
Okay. Okay. So, we're moving along rather quickly. So, I want you to turn back to the packet of information that the city submitted. In my file, I have copies of everything you submitted, anything that the city submitted, and anything my office sent out to both sides. When you reviewed the city's information, did you see anything that I should exclude because it has nothing to do with the tow of your vehicle or today's hearing?
No.
Okay. I agree with you. I'm going to admit everything that you submitted as well as what the city submitted, exhibits 1 through including 9, into the record. That affords me the ability to look at the documents when I consider the evidence. Okay, is there anything else that you would like to submit at this time?
No. You have the photos that are exhibit 2.
I should have everything you submitted, and so I do have 2 photos that have been marked exhibit 2.
Okay.
At this time, I will swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the evidence you will give shall be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Reinstra. Please tell me why you believe the parking officer may not have followed the correct laws and rules.
Okay. Since the time of the tow, I did look up what the height regulations are on signs, and I have, unfortunately, no proof since the sign was taken down from exactly where it was, but I do believe that the sign was above the 8 feet mark. There is a sign at the meter, which is not applicable in my situation because I parked outside of metered hours. Therefore, I would not be going over to the meter. It is 3 car lengths from the other sign, which is not only 8 feet in the air, but also behind a tree branch. So all in all, my case is that the signs were not marked correctly, too far apart, too high, and the one at the meter is not applicable as it's outside of metered hours.
What time do the meters go to, 7 or 8?
7, and they start at 8 a.m.
Okay. I did notice in your written statement you said one sign is at 7.5 feet high, another at 4 feet high by meter. I may have misheard you, but I thought you testified that the sign was above 8 feet tall.
Correct. The top of the sign is above 8 feet tall.
So where are you measuring from when you say 7.5 feet in your written statement?
I just walked up to it and took a photo with my standing against it, but I unfortunately was not able to measure it. So those are guesses, in my opinion, as to the height.
Okay, so if we were to say 7 to 8 feet tall, that would be a good,
yes,
accurate statement. Okay. Well, let me take a look at these photographs here. So, thank you very much for annotating these photographs. You've got...
You're very welcome.
When did you take these photographs?
This was the morning of the tow.
After the tow?
Yes.
And where was your vehicle parked in relationship to this VW Golf?
It was in the exact same spot.
I'm sorry. Honda CRV. Oh, your vehicle was exactly where the Golf is.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm thinking that it was regular metered hours, not seeing the sign. I came out to my car before 8 a.m. to pay the meter, and it had already been towed.
And so, with respect to the height of the signs, what is your understanding regarding how the signs need to be posted?
I was just under the impression that they need to be at eye level. I did read into the height requirements, and nothing should be higher than 8 feet.
Do you recall where you found that at? Because I'm not familiar with that particular sign rule.
I cannot recall. I just looked it up online.
Okay. So when I look at the second photograph in Exhibit 2, you've got some measurements here where one sign, the first sign that would have been, is this closest to your vehicle, I believe?
My vehicle would have been all the way forward, just past the tree.
Just past the tree? Okay. Would the 4-foot sign, that would be close to eye level. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Okay. Did you see either sign when you parked?
I did not.
And when you put this comment in here, 3 car lengths, the distance, is that the distance from the end of the block to the pay station?
Correct.
Okay.
From where the front of my vehicle would have been parked, there were 3 cars backed up to where the meter is, or where the lower sign is, yeah.
Was your vehicle parked in the second space from the end of the block?
No, the end of the block is much, that's kind of deceiving. The end of the block is much further up. There's a driveway and then another spot in front of that. So there are 3 spots right here, and then there's a driveway and another spot ahead of that before the end of the block.
Yeah, it's a little bit, I looked at the photographs that the parking officer submitted, and because it was taken at night, it's very difficult for me to see where your car exactly was parked. But looking at that first photograph you submitted, I'm just trying to compare the 2 photographs here.
Yeah. See the Buick up ahead there, or the SUV there in front of the Volkswagen?
Then
that's the
looks
spot
like it's parked closest towards the end of the block.
Correct. So where the Volkswagen is, there's a spot behind that, and then there's another spot behind that where you see the Toyota in this picture, sort of, although it's like halfway up in that spot. Really, okay. What I'm trying to indicate is that the sign that's too high and behind the tree branch, if there were another sign in the open area, I would have seen, I mean, when I parked at night, I just did not see a single sign.
So I do see this tree branch that you're talking about, but I also see in the photograph you submitted that even though part of the tree branch, based upon this perspective, that tree branch does partially obscure the signage, part of it is still visible.
Definitely. During the day, it's much more visible, yeah.
What about standing from outside of where your vehicle was parked? Did you specifically look at that pole?
No, this is a friend of mine's apartment right there, so I know what the meters are and what the rules are. So if I'm parking there at night, I didn't really, I mean, there was no construction at this part of the block, as you can see where this Volkswagen is parked there during the day that this is marked not to park there as well. but there's no construction in front of that, so I just got out assuming that it was regular metered hours and regular regulations, and did not look at the top of the sign above the sign that says that it is a metered area.
Okay, let's go ahead and turn to the information that the parking officer submitted. Okay. Just to summarize the most important points, it says this vehicle did not have any permits to be in the zone and was cited, towed per the complainant's request. Is there anything that you would like to respond to with respect to either the tow hearing report, the violation, or the photographs that were submitted?
No, other than that, there's a flash on the camera to see the signs. I don't necessarily drive with my brights on, so I don't see things that are so high with my lights. But other than that, no.
Okay. I'm going to have to hold off on making a decision in your case because you mentioned there was that requirement about how the height that signs need to be posted or the maximum limit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take a look again at relevant code provisions. Off the top of my head, I cannot think of a specific rule that says that, but I want to make sure that I look at the code again before I render a decision in your case.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get that decision out to you as quickly as I can. Either party, either you or the city, can appeal my decision if it's something that either you or the city disagree with, but I will explain my findings in the decision. The hearing is now closed. Thank you.
Thank you.